Part of I-85 gone, giving way to gridlock in abandoned cars.
Following ways, like trying to get shortcuts, nothing worked. So we just said, pull over here, and we're going to walk. 4 miles we have to walk.
A blaze beneath the overpass near Georgia 400 as the bridge collapses.
The heat fatigued the concrete. Gravity working with the heat caused it to collapse.
The problem this morning and for the foreseeable future.
The state patrol isn't sugarcoating things.
285 is going to be slammed. 75 is going to be slammed. And there's going to be a lot of pressure on the system.
Pack your patience. I'm Michael Jones. We'll have more coming up.
All important traffic as well as weather every 10 minutes on the sixes. First, Cheryl at the KTMRoofing.com news desk. And I got one word for everyone, MARTA.
It's SMARTA. Let's talk right now with MARTA's general manager, Keith Parker, because MARTA really stepped up. I mean, first thing.
Yeah, Keith, we're in a moment of great traffic need, obviously, and you've had some long hours of problem solving on how MARTA needs to adjust to help out. So what are you guys doing?
Well, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to have a chat with you. Well, our folks have been working through the night to get prepared, and we are running extra train services. From particularly on our north and gold lines, you can get on these vehicles about every 8 to 10 minutes and get downtown from even our furthest most station out at the North Springs area or the Doraville station in about 20 minutes. So very, very quick, reliable service. We've added a number of additional staffing to assist people, particularly those folks who have never ridden us before, who haven't ridden our services in quite a while. Well, so that they can give the extra attention that many of our customers may need today.
You know, Keith, you bring up a good point. I think there are many people who have not ridden MARTA before. So can you give them a little tutorial here? What do they need to know when they walk into that MARTA station?
First thing to do, I would advise, is just about everybody has a smartphone. So go on your smartphone and look at itsmarta.com, itsmarta.com. On there, it gives you instructions on how to use the service. In addition, give yourself a few extra minutes if you're going to one of our rail stations to park, because there will be other new people there. And then go up to our ticket vending machines, which are very easy to use, but still take your time, and we'll have folks out there to assist with that. Bring exact change if you can, or bring a credit card so that if you're buying a new pass, that makes things go along a little bit smoother. But most importantly, come try us out. The interstates are already, we're hearing, having a bit of trouble, and particularly for those folks who are going to places like the airport, there's no better way than to use MARTA. We'll get you up to from our rail platform down to the Delta baggage claim and into the terminal areas extremely fast, fastest in the country, in fact. So this is a great way to ride anytime, but during a period like this, it's even more preferable.
And give yourself some extra minutes if you've never taken MARTA, because you're going to need to figure out that breeze card machine, because I even have to do that, and I'm a repeat customer. Keith, any word on what kind of crowds you're seeing on the trains and buses this morning?
We're seeing a slight uptick, but we anticipate that will grow a great deal. My sense is the morning rush hour will be extended, primarily because many people are doing a wait and see to see if any of the to see what's happening on the interstates, and then we'll begin their commutes in on MARTA. But we're running very smoothly right now, no delays. Things are going very well with the system.
Now, Keith, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about the bus lines that have been impacted.
Yes, doing very well there. We have about 4 routes that use the I-85 area, but we've been able to reroute them pretty easily. And now they're running out of our Lindbergh bus station. And so customers who typically use any of our bus routes that go through that area, they'll see just a slight detour, but really not impacting the schedule very much. So if you're a normal bus customer, use us. It's probably the best way to go. And again, use your MARTA on the Go app, which tells you to down to the minute when your bus will be arriving. And it adjusts in real time so that if we are having any type of a delay, then you'll see that on your phone. But overall, service is running very smoothly, and we are really appreciative of the customers who are showing patience and people who are trying us out for the first time.
Keith Parker, General Manager of MARTA, thanks for joining us.